This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Do you want to set your child up for success? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback.
Well, I know with Eleanor, when she was struggling so much with math, if she had been able to do online learning at home, she would have been much better able to keep up with class, and that would have just made the whole situation much easier for her. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Happier listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Hello, we are here for More Happier, a podcast where we get more happier. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hey, Gretch.
Today, we'll talk about the wrong shoe theory and how to apply it, and we'll discuss a listener's excellent suggestion for celebrating her birthday month in a way that is very fun and holiday-ish. But first, Elizabeth, something making us more happier. What's making you more happier?
Yeah, well, Gretchen, this may be unusual for a mother and son, but what's been making me happier is that Jack and I have been listening to a podcast together about the Sam Bankman-Fried trial. We've been listening to the Wall Street Journal's trial of crypto's golden boy, which is part of the Journal podcast. And I've been very interested in this case from the beginning, just because it's this young guy who shot to the top and then had this staggering fall.
Yeah.
And it's fun for me to listen with Jack and for us to discuss it and comment and just share all the details of this trial together.
Do you listen to it in the car on the way to school?
Yes, listen to it on the way to school. So it's kind of just a perfect amount of time to listen to a podcast.
Right.
So we've really been enjoying that. And Gretch, I got you into the trial.
Yes.
So much so that you actually went down and went to the last day.
I did go to the last day of the trial, and I will talk about that in a later episode. I'm still kind of sorting out my response. But here's the fun thing. I also listened to the trial of Crypto's Golden Boy. And while I was down there, I voice recognized the co-host, Caitlin Ostroff. And I also voice recognized one of the hosts of the Judging Sam podcast, Lydia Jean Cott. And listen, you've been voice recognized like in the drugstore before.
Yes.
So I have never been voice recognized, but I got a big kick out of the fact that now it was there at the trial. So I kind of had a clue that they might be hanging around. But still, I thought of you when I met those two excellent hosts of those two very interesting podcasts.
Yeah, well, it's like I always get recognized by my voice in Encino because people know I live in Encino.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
So exactly. If they hear me in Encino, they're like, oh, that's probably her here at the Paquito Mas.
It still feels bananas when that happens. I mean, yeah. I felt I was really patting myself on the back that and also part of it is that for some reason you never think people look the way you think they look. I have no idea how I thought they looked, but you're still like, oh, wow, there's their voice coming out of a face. Who knew? It's always a little bit of a surprise.
So that is what is making me more happier, Gretch. What's making you more happier?
Well, this is a small thing, but this airs on 11/11/1111. And I just get a big kick out of dates like that. I always notice them. I don't know, 1212. I don't know. They always give me a little burst of happiness. I like looking at the calendar. So 11/11 feels like a very auspicious day to me.
Well, Gretchen, you're not alone in that. I have been seeing all of this stuff about 11/11/111.
Oh.
It's supposed to have a positive meaning. It supposedly means your guardian angel is close and wants you to focus on positive thoughts when you see 11/11. It's or okay. it's a message from the universe that you're on the right path when you okay. run into an 11-11.
Okay.
And Gretchen, because, you know, all things go back to the Housewives, I have to tell you that Kyle Richards of the Beverly Hills Housewives got a tattoo, a 1111 tattoo. And I heard another housewife say she wants to get a tattoo of that as well.
So this happens so often is you're like, oh, I'm just doing my little idiosyncratic thing and no one is like paying attention to the same things I am. And then you turn out you're part of this whole thing. So that is hilarious. I truly thought that I had this special affinity, but no, I'm part of a larger movement. But that's fun. I'm glad to be a part of the 1111 fan club, though I do not think I will get a tattoo.
Yeah, Scratch, the only tattoo I'll ever get is I told Sarah, if we ever get 100 episodes of a show, I'll get a C tattooed on somewhere, okay. a small C okay. for 100 and, of course, for craft.
Okay, all right. Okay, let's manifest it, Elizabeth. You got to use your famous manifestation yes. energy on that. Do it on 1111. That's extra powerful. And hey, one more thing. We're getting ready to do our gift guide episode, which is so much fun. Anybody who's got ideas, great gifts to give, great gifts that you have received that you think other people would like to receive, let us know. We're doing the roundup. We've got a lot of ideas that, Elizabeth, just you and I have generated, but it's always fun to throw in some from listeners.
Yes. All right, Gretch, coming up, there's something I have been meaning to tell you, but first, this break.
When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and free. And, you know, Elizabeth, I now work with a team, and hiring the right people is so important. It's maybe the most important thing. And LinkedIn makes the process of identifying and hiring people easy and intuitive. I know that when I've been hiring for my team, it's hard to find quality candidates to interview. And LinkedIn isn't just a job board. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. On LinkedIn, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Hire professionals like a professional on LinkedIn.
Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, Elizabeth, there's something you've been meaning to tell me. What is it?
All right, Gretchen, I'm very excited about this. Okay, I want to tell you about The Wrong Shoe Theory by stylist Allison Bornstein. Okay?
I love it already. I love this angle.
The name, The Wrong Shoe Theory, is so good. Yes. Her thing is to pick the most unexpected shoe to finish off a look, giving it more personality. Okay, so I'm just going to read what she said in Vogue. She said, in working with clients and breaking down the style of our favorite celebrities, I realized what makes a look feel interesting and personal is the addition of accessories that feel slightly off or mismatched with the vibe of the rest of the look. She said that in her forthcoming book, Wear It Well.
What would this be? What are examples of how someone would pull this off?
So an example would be to wear like tailored trousers with flip-flops. So you'd expect if you're wearing tailored trousers to wear like a nice loafer or a flat.
Yeah.
Maybe even a heel, but instead you wear flip-flops. This is wearing sneakers with a dress. This is just mismatching the styles so that, you know, you always feel like you look so corporate.
Yes.
Part of that is because if you are wearing a shift dress, you're probably going to wear a low-heeled pump with it. But 100%. If you instead wore a platform sneaker, you would look less corporate.
There you go. Okay. So it's like you've got sweats on or yoga pants.
Yes.
Just for example, one might find oneself wearing yoga pants, but then you put like a nice pair of sandals that are very elevated. I could see that working.
Yes, okay. 100%. I love this idea because it just is something concrete to look at.
Yes.
To go, okay, let me try this, see how it goes. What's funny, though, is I was telling Sarah about this, and we've now started applying the wrong shoe theory to writing.
How do you do that?
Well, because, you know, we're coming up with these pitches to sell shows, talking about a character, and we'll say, well, what's the wrong shoe theory here? So we might expect this character to be a professor. Instead, let's make him something completely different. What's the wrong shoe for him to be wearing? You see, and that'll make him more interesting. What's the wrong shoe of a name? We expect this person to be named Rebecca. Let's name her something totally different. And so I just love this idea for life.
Well, you know where I was just thinking about this? So you know that I love the song. It's sometimes called Territory Folk, and it's sometimes called The Farmer and the Cowman from the musical Oklahoma. I love that song. But in Oklahoma, there's a character named Eller, Aunt Eller. And I was always like, why is her name Eller? Maybe that's her last name. I'm thinking about it now. But anyway, I was just like, that's strange. But again, it's like, why not? Because people have names you've never heard of all the time. And it's just like, okay. But if her name had been Becky, it just would have been less interesting because it just gives her this edge to her character. Oh, that's interesting. So you just say, like, what would the unexpected choice be? Or like the opposite of what you would traditionally pair up.
Yes. And it's just the idea of calling it, you know, I love a name for anything. And the idea of just calling something the wrong shoe theory, you just get it right away. As soon as I said to you the wrong shoe theory, you sort of got it before I even explained it.
Yeah. Well, and one of the things I love about this and why I think it works well with writing or creative things is it opens you up to new possibilities. It helps you generate new juxtapositions. And so much of creativity is putting things together in a new, fresh way. And it can be hard to do that. And one of the ways this occurred to me when I was writing Life in Five Senses is the idea that beautiful things often include a little bit of ugly. So like beautiful perfumes often have bad smelling notes. Music that people love often has dissonance, which in the West is this unpleasant sound, and yet it makes music very compelling. Beautiful paintings often have what we would consider like ugly colors, like yucky green, brown. Mm. And so it seems like wrong shoe is a version of something ugly. It's the thing that shouldn't be there, but that by being there makes the whole thing work better in kind of a hard to explain way.
Yes. And I can also see this working with decorating because, you know, people can say about a room, it looks too catalog, like it looks like the catalog.
Yes.
It's probably a similar thing where you need the wrong shoe theory in your room. You need to put something in there that maybe doesn't go or doesn't feel like it should go, but it makes the room feel like your room and not just a room from a catalog.
Yes.
So anyway, Gretchen, I'm going to start doing this with outfits. I'm going to try it.
Okay.
See how it goes. I want you to try it too. I want you to be wearing those elevated shoes with your yoga pants.
Okay. It feels very next level, but let's try it. I will include a link to that Vogue article about the wrong shoe theory in the show notes if anybody wants to read the whole article. What a fun thing to learn about.
Okay, Gretchen, what is our spotlight on a tool this week?
Okay, I am so excited about this. Okay, so next year is the 15th anniversary of my book, The Happiness Project. And I am so excited to announce that in the new year, I'm going to be doing this thing, The Happiness Project Revisited. So this is a one-time, one-year thing. You can do a happiness project along with me. I am going to revisit the monthly themes from the book myself. I'm so excited. Now, I haven't exactly figured out what's going on at 24 for 24. Listen, what's doing my happiness project? But I'm going to figure all that out. But you know, bring it on. I cannot wait. This is very different. If you've taken other courses with me before, this is this is going to be very different. I've used so much feedback from previous courses to like make this better. It's got all these new insights. I've had so many insights since I did my first happiness project I've learned from. And this is in a format that's really, what I've learned is really going to help people make progress in the areas that they want to make progress in. A couple things I want to let people know. One is that it's audio, not video, because people like to listen on the go. They like to, you know, be free to be doing other things or take it around. So it's audio first. Each theme, you'll have two tracks to choose from because you may want to steer in one direction or another one. And so you can pick and choose, or you could do both if you wanted. I have this playbook. It's more than 100 pages. It's full of exercises and know yourself better questions and visual exercises and prompts. And so you go through that, and it's supposed to help you with self-reflection. And then also, it will be a keepsake. you know, like it's a very nice thing that as you're filling it out, then it'll be something that you'll have for your happiness project year to keep, which is super fun. I say that as somebody who read a book about my happiness project. I love having that.
So that's something people actually get in the mail.
Yes, they will actually get a physical document. Yes, yes. And like a bound thing. Yep, yep. And you will also have more ways to interact with other people who are participating with it. We can all learn from each other, of course. And so there's ways to interact. And we're also going to have monthly challenges for jumpstarts. It's really fun. I love experimenting with new habits and new resolutions, yes, doing things in a new way. But I haven't done an official happiness project since Happier at Home. And I love that format. And I've already got so many ideas of things I want to do. It's so fun to think about it. So if people want to learn more, they can go to happiercast.com/THPR2024. It's a little mnemonic for you there. THPR 2024, The Happiness Project Revisited 2024. And when you sign up during November, you will get 40% off. You'll find the discount code listed on the website.
Yay, that is so great. Coming up, we talk about happier in action, but first this break.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe without spending a fortune, and luckily I found Quince. Elizabeth, I got the Flowknit wide leg pant. It's very light. It's perfect for the summer. It packs very easily. I recently went on a trip with my family, and I took it with me, and they were just the thing to wear on a really hot day where I wanted to be covered up, but I wanted something that looked great and also was very comfortable.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Gretchen for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Gretchen to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Gretchen. Gretch, I love eating sandwiches, like a grilled cheese or a peanut butter sandwich is my ideal lunch, but I'm very aware of my carb intake, so oftentimes I avoid sandwiches. Luckily, Hero Bread has remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and fewer calories. Plus, it has protein and fiber. I have been using it to make grilled cheeses, and I use their tortillas to make a cheese quesadilla, and I am in heaven.
Hero Bread tastes great, has a terrific texture, and helps you meet your nutrition goals. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use Happier at checkout. That's Happier at hero.co. Okay, Elizabeth, it's time for Happier in Action. And this is when we read a letter from a listener and discuss.
Yes. So this comes from Diane. She said, I turned 65 on December 13th and will celebrate my birthday for the entire month. Over the years, I've done fewer and fewer things for the holidays. This year, I'm reinvigorating my Christmas spirit. I'm calling it Christmas movie life. Every day, I will do something you might see in a Hallmark Christmas movie. I'm scheduling service projects, tree lighting ceremonies, holiday fairs and festivals, cookie baking, parties, lunches, parades, and day trips to quaint towns. My daughter asked if I was going to save a local business. No, but I'll be spending money at some. Preparations are underway. We have a very social neighborhood, and I'm hosting the annual neighborhood holiday party. I pitched a cookie exchange to kick off the month, and my neighbor volunteered to host it at her house. I want to have an evening by the fire pit with mulled wine. There's a fire pit next door, so I'm enlisting them into my project. My sister-in-law is also turning 65 in December and is coming for the whole month. We get along well. She wants to go on a hot air balloon ride. My activity for the day will be taking pictures of my husband and his sister going up in a balloon without me. Yeah. Some days I will be watching a movie while drinking hot chocolate with a peppermint stick. I bought an advent calendar of jams. I plan on wearing Christmas attire as often as possible, including PJs. Our Christmas decorations will be over the top this year. I'm posting everything so friends and family can participate. There's a lot of planning to do, but it'll be worth it.
I mean,
this is the best.
So I think that this was because we talked about how important is your birthday to you. Yes. You have the birthday month and the whole thing. And I love this mashup of birthday month and Hallmark movie, you know, bringing it into the world and like doing all that stuff.
Yes. All of these things sound fun. I love the cocoa with the peppermint stick. It's got to have the peppermint stick.
Oh, yeah. I got to take it to the next level. But Elizabeth, this reminds me of one of my very favorite Fantasy Island. Well, it was actually a double episode. It was the Welcome to the Snow Globe parts 1 and 2. For people who didn't see the show, explain the premise. I love this.
The premise was the guest wanted to live inside a Hallmark Christmas movie.
Yeah.
And so, you know, she ended up in an inn in a snowstorm. I think it was in Vermont with Christmas snow globes everywhere. Yes. And of course, stuff happened.
Right. But one of my favorite things in that, I didn't notice it for a while. Like it had to get really over the top. You probably noticed is that she was wearing like a sweater and then it was a tasteful Christmas sweater. And then it was a tacky Christmas sweater. And then it was an over the top Christmas sweater. It was like every time you saw it, it got more and more extreme. And so there were all these little things.
Yes. And the cocoa always stayed hot at the inn. It never cooled down. It was always warm cocoa.
Yeah. Well, this is really fun. This is a great idea. And I like the fact that it's just all in. This is a very happiness project, by the way. It's like you can do it for a year or maybe you do it for a month, but you're just like, I'm going to make this a thing. I'm going to build it out. I'm going to plan. I'm going to do the things. Invite people to do it with me. I mean, and Elizabeth, you know what this reminds me of is, you know how we were talking about with your Fryman Canyon, like you create a setting that invites people to join you?
Yeah.
This is something where I think everybody would have fun doing those things, but knowing that it's part of this very specific project for her birthday month makes it more fun and more memorable.
Yes. It's amazing how people will just rise to the occasion. Yeah. And they're like, oh, we're all in on Christmas this year. All right. I'm hosting the cookie exchange.
Yeah, right.
And how it's if you build it, they will come. I mean, it's really true.
I love it.
Okay, Gretchen. Finally, what is our quotation this week?
Well, this is a quotation that points in the opposite direction, but the opposite of a profound truth is also true. This comes from G.K. Chesterton's essays, On the Thrills of Boredom. I can recall in my childhood the continuous excitement of long days in which nothing happened, and an indescribable sense of fullness in large and empty rooms. And with whatever I retain of childishness, I still feel a very strong and positive pleasure in being stranded in queer, quiet places, in neglected corners where nothing happens and anything may happen, in unfashionable hotels, in empty waiting rooms, or in watering places out of the season. It seems as if we needed such places and sufficient solitude in them to let certain nameless suggestions soak into us and make a richer soil of the unconscious.
That's beautiful. My version of this is looking out the window in a car.
Yes. So, Elizabeth, are you feeling more happier?
Yes, I am feeling more happier. Thank you to Chuck. Get in touch. Gretchen's on Instagram and TikTok and Threads at Gretchen Rubin, and I'm at Elizabeth Kraft. Our email address is podcast@gretchenrubin.com. And for everything related to this episode, links, photos, and more, go to happiercast.com. Bye, Gretch.
Bye, Elizabeth. The best time to start a happiness project is 20 years ago. The second best time is now. So, Elizabeth, have you worn a wrong shoe yet? You've been dressed up for a few occasions. Have you tried out the theory since you read about it?
Not yet. I'm building up to it mentally, Grunch. It is a stretch, but I definitely am going to this holiday season.
I feel like it's the next level. I'll let you go first.
Okay. I'll send a photo.
Okay. From the Onward Project. Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep.
Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.